Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for the week beginning Saturday, February the 24th, and the whole week ahead. The emphasis now is on the sign of Gemini, and for you as a Capricorn, that means use today to connect with your health. If you need to put your feet up, if you need some rest and relaxation, that's what you must do. Your health comes first. There's no real big dangerous stuff here, but you could turn a mountain out of a molehill or vice versa, unless you take it easy. And here's your Sunday stars. I really love the energy of the Sun-Saturn aspect today because it's a very, very good foundation point. If you're thinking of starting something new or even going back on something you've already begun, then this is an excellent couple of days to consider your options and your position. It's a serious day and there's nothing wrong with that because the decisions that you make should be well-founded and based on facts and stats and reality. Here's your Monday stars. The energy that comes now from the sign of Cancer puts relationships absolutely in the spotlight today. You and somebody else on an emotional level or just working with somebody because you have a rapport. But wherever it happens, this really is about you and someone else today and how you get on and how you're going to weather any storms or look at the future together. Here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely Venus-Pluto aspect. Well, this is transformation time. And this means looking at yourself, get in front of that mirror and see what changes you care to make. Because there is some really powerful stuff going on here with these stars. And it means looking at the way you can change your image, your look and the way you present yourself. These stars are very sexy. And so that's what you should do now, is enhance your sex appeal. And here's your Wednesday stars. If you put Mercury square Mars, then you've got something that's all about dashing to a conclusion, rushing from A to B. It doesn't take time, and this really is a day for you to slow down because you could move too fast and miss important elements of a situation that could be life-changing. So slow down, you move too fast, you've got to make this day last. And here's your Thursday stars. It's a Mercury-Pluto day, so thinking deeply, going into a situation carefully is so good. It's a complete opposite to yesterday, because today is about the minutiae of life, the small detail. Don't look at the big canvas. Look at every dot and cross and make sure you understand either what you're signing or what you're doing before you do it. Here's your Friday stars. It's here. It's a full moon in Virgo and this can be very good for you as a Capricorn. You know, it's ninth house activities, so read all about that and you'll get my drift more, but it's about international and intellectual situations. Full moons are the end of a cycle, so over the next 2 weeks something is going to end, but it will also pave the way for something new to begin, which could have a global effect on your life or something to do with learning and study.